Hello.
Well, howdy, big brother. Long time no talk.
Jess.
I mean, I know we just talked 3 days ago, but for some reason, it feels like it's been so much longer.
I was going to tell you.
Tell me? Tell me what? Were you going to tell me something?
Don't be a brat.
That's what you're going to tell me?
No.
Oh, but you do have something to tell me.
Why do I get the sense you already know?
No, no what? How about this? Let's play 20 questions.
How about instead you take off your sassy britches for 2 seconds?
I can't do that, Jackson. Italy isn't as puritanical about nudity as the States, but if I take off my pants in Alfonso's cafe, he's going to get the wrong idea. Okay, first question. Is this thing you wanted to tell your only sister but didn't, even though we spoke only 3 days ago, does it have anything to do with grocery shopping?
What? No.
So, there's no coconuts or bananas involved?
Oh, good Lord.
I'll take that to mean yes. Furthermore, has there been contact between the aforementioned coconuts and bananas?
I'm not talking to you about my love life, Jess.
Love life? Love life? According to the very respectable news establishment and never at all salacious or slanderous Entertainment Inquirer, you are, and I quote, Raquel Ezra's flavor of the week. I'd assumed the flavor was coconut slathered in banana juice, but...
You are so gross. So gross. Why are you this way?
You know you love it. And speaking of, did you say love life? Because I don't recall reading anything about love.
It's not like that.
Like what? Pictures of y'all are everywhere. You're on the cover of every gossip magazine here. I can't go 3 blocks without seeing your face.
I am?
The Italians love that Raquel Ezra. Her mama was originally from Asolo.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Jackson, what is going on? Really?
You sound worried.
Yeah. I thought Raquel was still one half of the Harrison train wreck.
She's not with Harrison. They aren't together.
So, she's with you? Y'all are together together? Jackson, are you still there?
I'm here.
But you don't want to answer the question.
It's complicated.
Big brother, you sound conflicted. Do you want to talk about it?
Not really, to be honest.
Then let me give you some advice.
I swear, if you bring up rubbing bananas against coconuts, I'm hanging up.
Fine, then I'll give you different advice. You've been saying for a while now that you're tired of being the good time guy. That you're reformed. You want to be a nice man, find a nice woman, so you can be nice together, settle down, raise a family.
I have been saying that, and you don't need to make it sound so boring. That's what I want.
Then what are you doing about it? Are you a nice man?
I'd like to think so.
But is Raquel Ezra a nice woman?
Yes. She's very nice.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Glad to hear it. However, does she want to settle down, raise a family?
I haven't asked.
Why not?
Come on, be real, Jess. Even if she were interested in me, and I were interested in pursuing something with Ray, with Raquel, why would anyone want to be the wife of a rural county sheriff's deputy?
I might be biased. Seeing as how my daddy has been a sheriff almost my whole life and my brother is a deputy, but any woman worth her salt would be honored to be the wife of a law enforcement officer. Don't let some movie star make you think.
Really? Do you think a woman should be honored to put up with the hours, the late nights, running into every single person I put in jail or being interrupted to go settle a heated dispute about parking spaces while we're out getting an ice cream or trying to have a quiet dinner? You remember folks calling the house instead of dispatch? What woman would want their kids being an answering service for small-town complaints? Who wants to deal with all that?
Why are you asking me? Is my name Raquel?
Okay. Good point.
Wait, is this even about her? You're doubting whether you're worth it. Worth the hassle? Of course, I will always think you're worthy of everything wonderful, whatever you want. But how could I know what someone else wants out of their life? How could you know? You can't know the answer to a question you haven't asked. Listen, this whole thing. I don't know what's going on with you and Raquel, but I don't want to see you get hurt. I know you want to settle down, have a family and such. Great. But I don't want some movie star making you think it's not obtainable just because it isn't a dream she shares. Not all folks share the same dream, but that's not a reflection on you, okay? You get to have your dreams. You can obtain your dreams, even if the person you're currently with doesn't share those dreams.
I didn't say I was currently with Ray.
Whatever. It's not the point.
Then what is the point?
Some people. They come in your life and you take a detour just so you can be with them for a while. But don't mistake a detour for a new journey. Eventually, you'll be forced off that path and have to get back on your own path right where you started and you're tired because you took the detour. It doesn't make you less awesome. It just means some roads intersect but don't ultimately lead to the same place.
Is this one of your calculus test questions? What time did the train leave Chicago again?
Listen, Goober, long story short.
Too late.
Don't mistake juggling an exceptional pair of coconuts for building a lasting, sustainable banana farm.
How'd you get so wise?
Must be Dwayne rubbing off on me. And I don't mean when he rubs his...
Okay, okay. No need to continue painting that mental picture. I get it.
I will never get tired of irritating you. It feeds my soul.
Your soul must be insatiable.
Oh, Jackson, I love you.
I love you too, Jess.
I have to go. My time is up. Think about what I said.
I will.
And you will keep me posted, okay? I am here for you. We will talk soon.
Fine. Fine.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.